it high, lift it high, lift it high. The name of Jesus is lifted high. In this place, sing it.
The name of Jesus lifted high. Lifted high, lifted high. The name of Jesus lifted high. In this place.
Now take some time. Lift his name. Give him the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord.
Sons and daughters shall be saved, shall be saved, shall be saved. Sons and daughters shall be saved in this place. Sing it.
Sons and daughters shall be saved, shall be saved, shall be saved. Sons and daughters shall be saved. In this place.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh,
oh,
oh,
oh.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you.
Release your glory on us now. On us now. On us now. Release your glory.
Release your glory on us now, on us now, on us now. Release your glory on us now, in this place.
Release,
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 release.
Your glory,
your glory,
your glory,
your glory.
In this place.
Place.
I hear the sound of an army arising. I hear the sound of an army arising. I hear the sound of an army arising in this place.
Let's sing it.
I hear the sound of an army arising.
Yes.
I hear the sound of an army arising. I hear the sound of an army arising in this place.
Say, rise up,
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 in this place.
In this place.
Do it again.
Say, rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up.
Rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
in this place.
In this place.
Say, rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up, rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
in this place.
In this place.
The name of Jesus is in high. Lifted high,
my Lord.
Lifted
yes,
high.
Yes, yes.
The name of Jesus lifted high in this place.
One more time.
The name of Jesus lifted
yes.
High. Lifted high, lifted high. The name of Jesus lifted high in this place.
Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you for being here, Lord God. We invite your presence to rise up in our hearts, Lord God. We invite your presence to rise up in our minds. Hallelujah, Lord God. We invite your presence to rise up in this physical building, Lord God. We invite your presence to rise up over the airways, Lord God. Everyone listening, Lord God. Everyone speaking, Lord God. Everyone praying, Lord God. We just ask that you feel your presence in us. Hallelujah. Our hearts are open, Lord God. Our minds are open, Lord God, for you and only you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord God.
We ask that you continue and worship this morning. present with us today.
Yes,
hallelujah. We thank you for being present with us today, Lord. Hallelujah.
Woo.
I need everybody in the place to clap your hands.
Yes,
hallelujah. As we continue this worship experience, we want to notice that our God is here with us. Our King is here.
Lord.
Dance before the Lord.
I want you to join in with us. Let's dance before the Lord this morning. For He is worthy. Hallelujah.
Will shout your praise, our hearts will cry,
These bones will sing, great are you, Lord.
Come on, sing it out.
All the earth will sound your praise.
Our hearts will cry.
These bones will sing,
your praise.
Worship you. I honor you, God. I you, Lord God, because I know it's your breath in my body. It's your might that I have. It's your strength that I have. It's your peace that I have, Lord God. And because of that, that makes you great. You can give me peace just like you give somebody else peace. Hallelujah, Lord God. You can heal somebody else like you heal me, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord, for your greatness, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We give you the fruits of our lips. And deal with every situation, Lord God. We ask that your greatness, hallelujah, be shown and manifested in every situation, every part of our lives, hallelujah, Lord God. And when you do it, Lord God, we will forever sing of your greatness. We will forever shout of your greatness. We will forever speak of your greatness. We will forever live in your greatness, hallelujah, Lord God. We worship you. We worship you, God. We honor you, God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are great.
Oh, so great.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, we do honor you so much in this place today, hallelujah, Jesus. Just like the song declares, Father God, you are great. Hallelujah. And the scripture declares that you are greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, we do honor you in this place. Glory to God. For this truly is your house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are the temple. Glory to God. Or the temples. Glory to God. Where the Holy Spirit dwells in the earth realm. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we honor you with the fruit of our lips. Glory to God. We bless you with the fruit of our lips. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For Lord God, you are truly, hallelujah, worthy to be worshipped. Glory to God. You are worthy to be exalted. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you for this worship experience. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you that we can worship you in this experience. Hallelujah. We thank you that as we worship you, hallelujah, that you do speak to us during our time of worship. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that we've come up to this portion of the worship experience. Where your word is taught, where your word is preached, glory to God. And Father God, we ask you to have mercy upon me, the vessel, hallelujah, that you place in this place to share, but thus saith you by way of revelation, by way of the word as well, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you now in Jesus' name to go before the word, hallelujah, Jesus. We welcome you to quicken us in our innermost being so that we can spiritually discern and receive with meekness everything that the Word is sharing with us in this place today. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to stand up in my body, to think with my mind, to speak with my mouth, to just flow through me to say and do everything that our Father, Jesus our Lord and King, desires us to say and do in this place today. Father God, we honor you today that no satanic hindrance shall hinder the free flow of your word in this place. We thank you that we are blessed. That is, we are empowered to prosper your way as we receive the word on good ground, that good ground being our hearts, our minds, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we honor you today and we do decree and declare that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart are acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, we do pray and give thanks. And all who agree with that prayer said, amen. Come on, let's bless the Lord in this place today. Come on, let's bless the Lord in this place today. Hallelujah. 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 Well, the sanctuary has reopened. Somebody say amen. And we are coming in. Somebody say coming in. Can you just give me a little volume, please? Just a little volume. Amen. 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 True to the Lord is in this place. Hallelujah. This is none other than the house of the Lord. Amen. The very gateway. Somebody say the very gateway. To heaven. Come on. Come on. Give him glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, friendship. Oh, that sounds so good. Amen.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, friendship. Man, it's so good to see y'all trickling in here. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. We're going to trust the Lord. Amen. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will trust in the Lord our God, the scripture declares. Somebody say amen. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Amen, 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 amen. Well, good morning also to our Facebook family and friends who are joining us by way of Facebook this morning, and to anyone who's joining us by way of any virtual entity that we are sharing from this morning. I know we are on YouTube, and we are live streaming, and we are teleconferencing. We're just out there. Somebody say amen. If you want to hear a word from this ministry, if you want to share and worship with this ministry, the avenues have been open for you to find yourself listening or partaking from. Somebody say amen. Amen. So we bless God for virtual reality. Somebody say amen. And we bless God for in-house worship as well. Amen. Some of us can't get away from the in-house thing. Somebody say amen. Okay, that was a little slow. Somebody say amen. I enjoy fellowshipping with the saints in person. Somebody say amen. And I'm glad the doors are opening up again where we can fellowship together as local body fellowships. Somebody say amen. Ushers, you may be seated. So thankful for you serving us this morning. Somebody give our ushers a hand of praise today. Amen. They are checking out temperatures. They are passing out packages so that we can have whatever we need to practice everything that the CDC desires for us to practice as we come to the end of the outbloom pandemic. Somebody say amen. I've heard that COVID will always be around, amen. But thank God for vaccinations and all the other things that we're doing by way of social distancing and masking that slows it down somewhat. Somebody say amen. They say they're trying to get herd immunity in the United States of America. I'll be glad when it happens so that we can get back to a lot of our normality. Somebody say amen. I know we're going to have some new normals. Amen. But bless God for any normality. Somebody say amen. Well, with all the preliminaries out of the way, I guess you all can start with time because I'm ready to preach. Somebody say amen. Amen. We're in part number two. Somebody say number two. Y'all make me feel good. Say part number two. I like it, amen. I like it, amen. We're part number two of our series entitled, I thought this was going to be one message. Last week it turned into a series, so we're going to do what the Lord requires of us to do. Somebody say amen. Last week we started a series of teachings entitled Customs, Habits, Practices, and Traditions. Customs, Habits, Practices and Traditions, amen. We told you that these lessons were a spinoff from the lessons that we taught entitled Thoughts on Thinking, Learning, and Customs. Somebody say amen. We didn't talk a lot about customs when we did the spinoff, or when we did, I'm sorry, the original teaching, but now the Lord has led us into some teachings on customs, habits, practices, and traditions, amen. We said that the basic premise, somebody say premise, or the basic reason for these teachings are to encourage us. Somebody say encourage me. They are to encourage us to look carefully at our customs, habits, practices, and traditions to see or determine the outcome or results that we are producing in our lives, good or bad, negative or positive, amen. So as we teach these lessons, we need to make sure that we are taking a personal approach. Somebody say personal approach. What do you mean, Pastor? I mean that we shouldn't be looking at others. You know, we're quick to look at others, amen. Somebody say personal approach. Well, my wife, my husband, no, we're talking about you, amen. We're talking about you won. Somebody say you won. I'd like to hear the Oriental say that. You won. Somebody say you won. So we're taking a personal approach. Well, we're looking at ourselves. Somebody say ourselves. To determine what our habits, practices. What else I said? Customs. And what else? And traditions. Somebody say, and traditions are producing in our own lives. Somebody say, man, we always want our behavior to produce good. Somebody say, produce good and not evil. Amen. Because our evil, our behavior not only impacts us, but it impacts others. Amen. So we need to start with the man in the mirror. Amen. We need to start. Yeah, Michael Jackson, that's who said it. We need to start with the woman in the mirror. Amen. We need to take a look at ourselves and see what our practices, habits, traditions, and customs are producing in our own lives. Amen. Amen. Are you getting what you look for when you practice? When you walk in your habits, when you walk in your customs, when you walk in your traditions, are you getting the favorable result that you desire to receive? Amen. Or are you producing something negative from those behaviors, actions, or those behaviors, if you will? Somebody say amen. Amen. The behaviors being the practices, customs, habits, and traditions that we're working out of. Somebody say amen. Amen. And I made this statement from the onset that all traditions are not bad. Somebody say amen. Some of us who've tried to churn the church's mindsets to the practices of Jesus Christ have led some of us to believe that some of the traditions that we practice in the church, or in a lot of cases, all of the traditions that we practice in the church, organized church, if you will, have been bad. Somebody say have been bad. But that's not true. That's not true. Some traditions are good, amen. I traditionally pray. And I learned that tradition from somebody else, amen. I traditionally go to church. Somebody say amen. And I learned that tradition from somebody else, amen. It was handed down. Somebody say handed down. And they are good traditions. I traditionally brush my teeth. My mama taught me, because she taught me by way of telling and by way of displaying. Somebody say displaying. That's a tradition that I still practice. If I would have practiced it better, I told you last week, maybe all of these across the front would be mine, amen, naturally. Somebody say amen. But all traditions are not bad. Some traditions are good, amen. So we need to take a look. Somebody say take a look. Not just a look, but a careful look at what we're practicing to determine what we are, or what our practices, or what our custom traditions, practices, and what else? I forgot one of them. Customs, practices, habits, and traditions. I forgot, so I can see. Do you remember? Amen. See what they are producing. Somebody say amen. Now I won't rehearse everything I did last week, because the Lord took me in a direction last week that I did not know I was going in. He wanted me to make sure that you understand that I had the legal right from Him to teach on thinking, to teach on thoughts, to teach on behavior. Somebody say amen. And if you don't remember any scripture that I gave you last week, you need to remember this one. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16, and then we'll pick up on today's lesson. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the New Living Translation. Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. And it says, all scripture. Some scripture. Just a few of the scriptures. Just one or two. Somebody say all. All scripture is how? Inspired by God. What is it useful for? Useful to teach us. What else? Amen. And to what? What is, in whose life? Say in my life. Say in my life. You know, we read in the scriptures over in James chapter 1, verse number 25. I think it's verse number 25, or somewhere in that neighborhood, that the scripture or the word is like a mirror. You look in that word and you see yourself. But if you go away and make no adjustments, you remain the same way you look when you looked into the perfect law of liberty. Amen. Perfect law of liberty carries the connotation of the fact that the word can liberate us from wrong habits, practices, traditions, and customs. Somebody say amen. So So all scripture is given by God, and it's given by the inspiration of God, or inspired by God, and is useful to teach us what is true, to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. And lastly, it corrects. Somebody say it corrects. Somebody say corrects. Somebody say corrects. Do you hear that? Now you can hear the word and not do the word, and you just got a bunch of knowledge. You can hear the word and not do the word, but you just got a bunch of knowledge. If you hear the word and do what the word says, amen, you have some correction, amen. Let's go to Luke chapter 11, verse number 28, and look what Jesus said. Y'all all right? I'm already off of script, but I'm going to follow the lead of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody say amen. Jesus replied, you know, we pray before we teach the word. We pray that we receive the word on good ground, that good ground being our hearts. Amen. We talk about the fact in our prayer that the word empowers us. It empowers us to prosper. Or it empowers us, period. Amen. It gives us the ability to do something. It gives us the ability to do something. I have the ability to walk over there, and I know I'll probably get beat down if I did. I got the ability. I mean, I'm able to walk over there and just slap my father-in-law upside the head. I have the ability. I don't have the will, but I have the ability. Somebody say amen. But he'll never get slapped upside the head if I don't put the ability into practice. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. The scripture gives me the ability to make change in my life. Somebody say amen. But if I don't put the scripture into practice, guess what? The change will never come. Amen. Can I sidebar for just a moment? These last two series of teachings have worked on me tremendously. Worked on me. Those teachings on culture and environment worked on me. Worked on me. I began to take a look at my life, and I began to see a great portion of my life, I've been practicing what my environment taught me. I've been practicing what my culture taught me. And in the midst of all of that, I've lost who I am. I've let environment heap stuff on me. I've let culture heap stuff on me. And I lost me. I lost me. So in the midst of these two series, I've been crying out to the Lord, 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 show me who I am. Show me who I am from a personal perspective, Lord. I need to know who I am. I don't need to know who grandmama said I was. I don't need to know who mama said I was. I need to know who I am personally. Personally. If I'm funny, I need to be funny because that's who I am, amen. Not because I'm trying to cover up something. Not because I'm trying to cover up some kind of hurt, amen. If I'm funny, I need to be funny because that's who I am, amen. If I'm analytical, I need to be analytical because that's who I am. Not because of what somebody told me I was, amen. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I'm born again. I'm bought with the price. The blood of Jesus covered me, etc. I know all of that, but personally, who am I, Lord? Amen. Because my personality should be involved in all I do for Him. Amen. And if there are some personality flaws, I need to be able to fix them. But first, I need to know who I am. Who am I? I heard Dave say, who am I? What is my house? Amen. Who am I? So I'm learning a little bit about myself. You know, for part of the last series, I began to realize that I really talk too much. You laugh. Personal. Somebody say personal. That's what I saw about me. You talk too much. My wife had been telling me. Other folks had been telling me. Sometimes the Lord speaking to other folks, and we don't want to hear it. Because we think that's who we are, amen.
We think that's who we are.
They were telling me that I asked too many questions. And I thought it was all right. Because I said, if I want to know something, I need to ask. Yeah, that's one way. Sometimes you can just be quiet and observe, amen. And that's what I'm learning. That's what I'm learning as I continue to be quiet, amen. I learned so much by listening, amen. I learned that some of y'all talk more than I did, amen. Just by listening. Just by listening.
I had an encounter, somebody hurt my feelings real bad. And I was asking a question when they hurt my feelings. No, I didn't shake it off. Help me preach, but help me preach. Amen. I didn't shake it off. It hurt my feelings. I went to the Lord. Because sometimes you need to know what's going on from the Lord's perspective. Amen. So I wanted to remove myself from the environment. Lord, I need change, I said. And then I heard myself in the midst of the prayer saying, Lord, change me. And guess what? He changed me. So he agreed with, or he was speaking through somebody, that I did talk too much. That I was asking too many questions. Now, when he changed me, I mean, it lasted. I could feel it supernaturally for a while. Somebody say amen. But now I kind of managed to change. Amen. Somebody say managed to change. Here's the scripture. Be swift to hear. Slow to speak. Amen. So I need to do more hearing than I do speaking. Amen. And I've really learned. I really learned. When I'm quiet, I learn some stuff. Amen. I learn, and you know what I've learned not to be? I know what I've learned not to be when I hear some stuff that I know is wrong. I've learned not to be confrontational. Now, if somebody asks me something, I might give them my opinion or what the Bible has to say, but I've learned not to jump into everything. I was in a situation just the other day. The dude was wrong with his two left shoes. Two left shoes, you know, it's wrong to have on two left shoes. Somebody say amen. And then he said, Pastor, am I right? And I didn't say a word. Because I know if I would have got into it, it would have gotten confrontational. He was wrong. It's two left shoes, amen. But I've learned. One, you can't correct everybody, amen. You don't know what their mindsets are, amen. And sometimes you just need to be quiet. So you know these. I thought these were for the people. Oh, I forgot I'm one of the people. Amen. These lessons have helped me. I remember one Sunday I was up here, and I'm going to move on. One Sunday I was up here teaching, man, I almost didn't make it through. Because change was happening. My eyes were filling up. My heart was filling up. But bless God, he gave me the strength to make it. Amen. Let me help you. If you invite God into your business, he can change some stuff. Amen. He knew I needed change, but he just didn't kick the door in and make the change. He just didn't kick the door in. I belong to him. I work for him. But he just, Mona Lisa, didn't kick the door in and make the change. But when I invited him in, I said, when I invited him in, change took place like that. But I invited him in first. Somebody say amen. So you can have the power to do something. If you don't put the power into action. Good word, Pastor. Good word. What did you do with the good word, Pastor Preach? What did you do with the good word? I'll raise the question one more time. What did you do with the good word? I think I mentioned something about becoming spiritually obese last week or week before last. We're getting fatter and fatter and fatter with the words. And the reason why we can't lose spiritual weight is because we don't exercise what we learn. Okay, you can hear me or not. Good word, Pastor, what you do with the good word? Somebody say amen. Listen to what Jesus said. He says,
But the lady was talking about how blessed he was because of all his teaching that he was doing. Then Jesus says, but he said, more than that, blessed are those. Somebody say, blessed are those. Who do what? Hear the word. Somebody say, I got to hear it first. What's the difference between hearing and listening? When you listen, you might be listening for information. When you hear, you ought to be hearing for transformation. Hearing for transformation. Lord, am I going to get to this today? Whatever you say, Lord. When I go to hear teaching and preaching, some of the messages need to make me feel good. But a great deal of the messages need to provoke me to change. Yeah. Some of it ought to inspire me. Name of God, all right. Some of it ought to inspire me. Any good. Some of it ought to inspire me. But some of it needs to make me look at me. Some of it ought to provoke me to change. I'm not going to be rude, but if I'm not getting that, the next time you might not see me. Yeah, I need some confirmation. I need some encouragement. God told me during the last series, when he changed me, he showed me some other things about myself. He said, in order to achieve greatness. Somebody say greatness. That's foreign to some of us. Because we think we're not supposed to be great at nothing. Amen. Jesus taught about greatness, didn't he? I feel like I'm teaching an old message. Jesus taught about greatness. Amen. And he told us how to achieve greatness. Amen. The Lord told me, if you're going to achieve greatness, Lorenza, you got to hear word that's going to positively encourage you. Amen. I need to hear positive encouragement on a regular basis. So if you get in my car now, all you're going to hear is positive encouragement. Because I got that. What's the name of that station? XM station? What's the name of that station? Is that right? I can put it. What kind of station is it? Say it again for me. I got Syria, and I can just turn it on some preaching that's encouraging all day long. And sometimes I'm not hearing that. I'm not listening very well, but I think it's getting to me anyway because that's what the Lord prescribed for me. Amen. I've heard enough about the rough side of the mountain. I've heard about how much wrong I've done. I've heard enough about all that. I need to be encouraged positively so that I can reach the greatness that God has ordained for me to reach in my life. Amen. Faith come by hearing. Amen. You missed that. Faith coming by hearing. Amen. If I'm going to believe positively, I got to hear something positive. If I'm going to believe something encouraging, I got to hear it. Amen. Some of us hadn't done a good job. This is not demeaning or condemning. It's just the truth. Some of us have not done a good job. Lord Jesus, I got to say that again. Some of us hadn't done good jobs with encouraging others. We criticize real good. Okay. We can criticize real good. While you're saying amen, make sure you're looking at yourself. We can criticize real. You can point out my faults. Love covered them all. You can point out my faults real well. Oh, Pastor, you could do that just a little bit different. You could have did just a little bit more of that. I did just as much as the Lord wanted me to do. Amen. We good at criticizing. But how much encouraging are we doing? I'm preaching better than you saying amen. You might not like it, but there's some medicine that you don't like. It's bitter when you go in your mouth, but it's good for you when it go down into your stomach. Somebody say amen. You might not like it, but you need to hear it. One of my grandchildren told me one day, Granddaddy, you're so mean. And me with my small mouth, I'm not mean. I mean what I say. I should have said, baby, what do you mean when you say I'm mean? Because apparently I was doing something to hurt him or even to think that I was mean. Amen. So, baby, I'm not done. You're a child. You need to stay in a child's face. No, you need to find out what this child is observing. Amen. Or what this child is hearing. Amen. You're still the adult after you hear. Amen.
And if you have to make some change, you'll still be a dirt. But be wise enough to listen, amen. Out of the mouths of babes, God has perfected praise, amen. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, God has perfected praise. So if he can perfect, praise out of their mouths. I remember, he can share some words. I remember when my oldest son, Lord, I thought I was going to preach this. When my oldest son was a child, I had been acting a fool with two olds and one elf, amen. A fool, somebody up there, a fool, along with an elf, somebody say amen. I was cutting a buck. And something rose up in that oldest son of mine. He was a child. Somebody say a child. He said, "Dad, it just don't make no sense to get that mad." He said, when you get that mad, you need to play some music or something. Some music or something to calm you down. I didn't shout at him that time. I was reading the scriptures. I was reading the scriptures. And I heard that when Saul got all miscombobulated, they called for David. And David played the harp. And it calmed Saul. So these babies can tell us something. When you get through listening again, you're still the parent. You're still the parent. You're still the adult. You're still the adult. And I have some wise babies around me. So I'm learning. Somebody said he's learning. So we can have a lot of information. Say information. But if we don't. Yeah, I hear that. But if we don't apply the information, we just got information. Information that's applicable, amen. As a matter of fact, a part of wisdom is applying that which is good for application. You talk about your wise because you know something. Show me your wisdom by applying what you know. Show me your wisdom. I want some more of God's wisdom. You got enough of it right here in these 66 pages if you just take it and apply it, amen. If you just take it and apply it, amen. Oh yeah, if you don't lack wisdom, you can ask God who give liberally and upbraid it not, and he might take you to the scripture to give you the wisdom that you're looking for. What you're looking for? What you're looking for? The most wisdom that I've learned from the scriptures is from the book of Proverbs. You can live a life just out of the book of Proverbs. Somebody say amen. All scripture. Proverbs, inclusive. Somebody say inclusive. So you can have a lot of knowledge. Sit up, I'm talking. I ain't said shut up, I said sit up. Some of you can have a lot of knowledge. But if you don't apply the knowledge that's applicable, you just got a lot of knowledge. But he said, Jesus said, somebody said Jesus said it. More than that, blessed are those who hear the word. Somebody said, hear the word. Whose word is it? Somebody said, God. That's the scripture and whatever he inspires the man or woman of God to say to you. I see y'all a little slow. I don't know whether that was true or not. Somebody said, Jesus was the word. Jesus could have came on the scene just saying anything he wanted to say because he was the Word. Amen. Okay, I'm going to help you. But Jesus came on the scene saying what his Father told him to say. Amen. As a matter of fact, he said, I don't say nothing unless my daddy tell me to say it. Amen. Do you not know our Heavenly Father can tell me what to say? To tell you all or say to y'all or instruct you all? Somebody say amen. I might not know where it is in the Scripture right now, but I bet you the concept is there somewhere. Amen. Y'all listen to about that, because I talked to y'all. You don't have to listen to nothing but what you see in the scripture. I'm telling you now that you need to listen to what comes out of the prophet's mouth. And if you're walking in the spirit, you'll know whether or not it's from God. Amen. But he said, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and do what? Give me the New Living Translation. Keep it. You just might think you're supposed to hold on to it. Amen. New Living Translation, please, sir.
Jesus replied, but even more blessed are all who hear the word of God and do what? Put it into practice. Put it into practice. You look up keep from the Greek perspective. It has something to do with putting it into practice. So you didn't come here just to hear and grow in knowledge and shout and worship and pray. All that's good, but you need to hear something that you can practice. Somebody say amen. Not where you want me to go, Lord. All right, I'll do that. I've got 17 minutes. I need to give you something you can eat real good. Amen. Let me give you these definitions of custom, practices, habits, and whatever else I told you. Amen. See there, y'all listening. Amen. Number one, customs. Say customs. Customs are, yeah, okay, Lord, I'll do it that way. This is what you need to know about traditions, custom, practices, and habits. All of those are usual ways that you do something. Usual ways that you do something. Specific ways that you do something. Whether you learned it yourself, through your own knowledge, whether it was hand down from somebody else, whether you picked it up by watching somebody in your life, all of them are practices that we do regularly, or the usual things that we do. Somebody say amen. Now, I'm starting today with raising some questions that will make you think about what you practice, what your habits are, what you do traditionally, and customs. That is what you do on a regular basis. Are y'all ready? Are you sure you're ready? Okay. I'm going to go as far as my time. Well, the Lord tells me to go. Somebody say amen. Number one, I want to call these thoughts, somebody say thoughts, or thinking on customs, habits, practices, and traditions. These questions, and then I'm going to make some statements too. I don't know through all the statements today. These questions ought to make you think about what you're practicing, what your habits are, what your customs are, and what your traditions are. And if I didn't give you a good enough definition for all those words, look them up when you get to the house. I don't mean to be smart or funny. I want you to look them up. Because you need to have a part in your growth. Number one. Here's the big question. What type of outcomes or results are our practices or daily habits generating for us? I'll raise it again. What type of outcome or results are our practices or daily habits generating for us? Listen, part two of the question. Are they practices, habits, but as I said, traditions and customs, are they beneficial to us or others, or are they generating harm to us or others? Are they beneficial to us or others, or are they generating harm to us or others? Let me give you a definition for the term beneficial. The term beneficial means resulting in good. Good as opposed to evil. Good as opposed to evil. Beneficial also means favorable or advantageous. Are your practices, habits, traditions, or customs generating favorable or advantageous results or outcomes in your life? Are you listening to me? Advantageous means involving or creating circumstances that increase the chances of success or effectiveness. So two things. Are your practice, habits, traditions, and customs generating or creating successful outcomes for you? Successful outcomes or favorable outcomes? Number two, are your practices, habits, customs, and traditions creating? Somebody say creating. Somebody say creating. Creating effective outcomes for you. How effective? Well, how effective? How effective? How effective are they? Number two. This is a good one right here. Who established my customs, my habits, my practices? Or where did they originate from? Who established them? Where did they originate from? Did I start them myself? Or were they handed down from some family members or from generation to generation? Where did they come from? Where they originate from? And you look at them, you determine where they originate from. Are they good? Are they bad? Are they negative? Are they positive? If you look at them and they're bad or negative, you don't have to hang on to them. Just because they were handed down to you from somebody else, somebody that you respect. You don't have to hang on to them. God bless my dad's soul. And please don't hear this as me criticizing my dad. Because I'm not. I'm just trying to help you. My dad, for a long time, used to cuss every other word. I grew up cussing every other word. The Terry was waiting on the rest of it. I used to get a lot of whoopings because I used to be cussing, talking to my mama. Just talking and cussing. I learned it. It was handed down. I was cussing so much at work one time, the dude told me, boy, if you don't stop all that cussing, all your children are going to be born naked. And then when he told me that and I realized what he said, I went to cussing again because if all my children wasn't born naked, something was wrong. Somebody say amen. But I learned it. Y'all laugh, but I want you to look at your practices and habits. When I realized that type of talking wasn't effective, then always bring me favorable results. I might not have realized it in that context. But when I realized it wasn't getting me where I needed to be, I made a change. Even though I learned it from my dad, who I respected greatly, it might have worked for him, but it wasn't working for me. Yeah, it might have worked for him, but it wasn't working for me, especially being a pastor. So I had to change. Just because it was handed down to me from my daddy. Didn't mean that I had to hang on to it. Am I talking good right now? Now, that's a lot of good things that my dad, you know, you hear me talk about some negative things, but that's a lot of good things my dad taught me. My daddy was the one who taught me how to work. My daddy was the one who taught me how to take care of my family. My daddy taught me how to go to work early. My dad taught me to stay work until it was time to get off. He taught me how to work while I was working, amen, and not try to steal from the job, amen. My dad taught me a lot of good things, so just because I say one negative thing don't mean that he didn't teach me a lot of good things, amen. And those good things that he taught me, I hang on to. I like to show up here early, amen. I like to be here on time. I come out here every day as though it's an army of folks here working for me, amen, and I go in my office and do my office time. My dad taught me those things. I got that discipline, so when there are army folks, I'll already be here. So some things he taught me I want to hang on to. Some things my mama taught me. Oh, my God, Lord, please don't make me say that. Some things my mama taught me, Lord, I don't want to say that, but I'm going to say it because you didn't mean to say it. Some things my mama taught me I want to hang on to. Some things my mama taught me I need to kick it. Kick. I have kicked in the can because it didn't work for me. I had to look closely at myself. And I get so tired of having to talk about myself, Lord, but who else can I talk about? And this one stings a little bit. I had to take a close look at myself. And I had to try to realize, had to see, why the main woman in my life, which is my wife, that's the one who I left my mom and dad for and I cleave to. I'm trying to wonder, and I hadn't even said this to you, maybe you're going to hear it for the first time. Why does she have such a problem with me talking so much? With me asking so many questions, and sometimes in my mind it led to disrespect. And when I looked at it closely, she might not have respect for you in that area because you might be acting like a woman. Am I feminine? She'll tell you no. Love women. Always have loved women. Matter of fact, I'm meditating on this message. I went all the way back to the first grade. Julia Brown. She was my first grade teacher. Couldn't hardly focus on Sandy Dick and Jerry run, puff, run, all that. Couldn't hardly focus on all that for looking at her, amen. I'm 6 and she probably over 20, amen. But she was something good to look at. Always have. Every now and then, a good looking one, my wife will catch my. I have to turn back real fast to keep my mind from going on the other side of the track. Always have love. But it wasn't anything feminine that I had to see. I counsel folks before they get married. And one thing I'll do is show them the general makeup of a man and the general makeup of a woman. The general makeup of a man is he don't normally do a lot of talking. The general makeup of most men. He normally will ask a question when he needs to ask a question, answer a question when somebody asks him a question, or if he's trying to resolve something or repair something or fix something, he might talk out loud so that he can hear what he's saying so that he can bring resolution to what he's trying to bring resolution to. But most men don't talk a whole lot. But I would criticize him. I'm tired of you leaving this. We're just going on and on and on. And as I looked at that, I had to come to the conclusion I was raised by a woman. I was raised by a lot of women. Because my daddy was out working most of the time or doing something. And because I was raised by a woman, I picked up some of her characteristics. I'm a man. Me man, amen. Me Tarzan, you Jane, amen. I'm a man. But I had certainly picked up some female traits, if you will. I'm 63 years old now, and I'm looking in the mirror still trying to change, amen. So when I got that revelation, that maybe the most important woman in my life, and I mean that, had a little disrespect for me because she saw me acting like a woman. I'm really working on that. You need to see me like nobody else but a man, the man, amen. Take a look at yourself. Take a look at yourself. Just because those traits, characteristics, practices, habits were handed down to me from my mom. I love my mama. My mama taught me how to do this. To do this by observation, by me just being around her. I'm going to hang on to the devil. It's a lie. I ain't hanging on to some of this stuff. Amen. I'm going to get rid of some of it. I'm going to get rid of it. Are you hearing me today? Number 3.
How much time I got, Jeremy? 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Number three. And I got to get to number four. No. Listen. There was number one. And then there was a part B to number one. Hey! amen. And then there was number two. And then, now we're on number three. I said we're on number three. Number three. When y'all get done, I'm going to give you number three. I'm going to try to tell me. Yeah, you can tell me. I'm just playing, amen. Number three. And if it's your number four, make it your number four, as long as you get it down, amen. It's my number three, your number four. Might be your number five. Could be your number six. Just get them down. Somebody say amen. Number three. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Amen. Number three, I got to get number three and number four. Are my practices, you take a look at yourself, are my practices, habits, and customs generating life or death for me? First thing we think about is getting drunk, smoking, snorting, all that kind of stuff. But you could have a practice of overeating. I know y'all don't like that one. Is it creating life or death for you? Or a better way to say number two, so you won't think it's number five. A better way to say number two is, are my practices, habits, and customs killing me? Or are they causing me to live longer? Are they killing me? Personally, not nobody else's, Michael. Are they killing me or causing me to live longer? My time's almost up. Number four. Have my habit or habits become a vice? That is something difficult or very hard to rid myself of. I realized recently that one or two of my habits have become vices. They got a hold on me, created a stronghold in my mind, and they're hard for me to get rid of. So I'm praying. Somebody say praying. I know the right practice. I said I know the right practice. I know not to go certain places anymore. I know not to do certain. I know the right practice, but it's hard. Hard for me to get rid of it because it's become a vice. When you think vice, just think something that's just got a real strong hold on you. Just a vice. I know the right thing to do. And every now and then I get it right, but I'm like a rubber band. It just popped back to the habit. Listen to me, church. When you got a habit that's become a vice, and you know it's not doing you any good, and you need to get rid of it, sometimes you got to seek professional help. Okay, you didn't like that one. Sometimes, if you don't want to seek professional help, you need to seek supernatural help. But sometime in your seeking supernatural help, God will send you to somebody to help you get over or break that vice. I'm praying about some things that got a stronghold on me. And I know to do the right thing. Judy, I know to do the right thing. I know what's right to do. But I still find myself back in that place. So I know now I can't do it by myself. So I need some help. So I'm praying. Somebody say praying. And then I'm going to move from just praying to God give me wisdom on this. And if his wisdom is go to somebody to help you, I'm going to somebody to help me. Amen. Because I want to get rid of the vice. Vice can hurt my family relationship. The vice can hurt my reputation. The vice can hurt a lot of things about me. Pastor, you need to get delivered from people
I am delivered from people. But that's just, it's just some things that I don't want my children to know about me. I need to get rid of it. It's just certain things I don't want my grandchildren to see. I got to get rid of it. I got to get rid of it. Papa, somebody told me that you blank, 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 blank. Oh, my God, they found out. I got to get rid of it. I got to get rid of it. I understand that from a spiritual perspective, if it's spirit, that spirit can go from me to my grandchildren. And if it's a behavior or a curse that I'm practicing, if they see it, well, if they see it long enough, it could trickle down to them. I got to get rid of that. It started out as a harmless little habit. But now he just got me hooked. Hooked. It's my vice. It holds me tighter than my wife does. It's my vice. So number four, and I'm closing. And I'll pick up next week. And I hope this is helping you. Have my habit, or my habits, become a vice, or vice. That is something difficult or very hard to rid myself of. I'm going to remind you one more time. Sometimes you've got to get some help. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we honor you for this word. It's liberating. It's truth that makes us free. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for loving us so much until you give us truth. In Jesus' name. Amen. God. Come on, let's bless God for the word. Amen. 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 Perhaps there's someone here. Perhaps there's someone here. Someone listening to us by way of teleconferencing or viewing us by way of social, our social media outlets or by way of streaming. That needs Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. I invite you or give you the invitation to invite him into your life. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, salvation is yours. You shall be saved. You confess it with your mouth. You believe in your heart, or you confess with your mouth because you believe in your heart, and now you're saved. Somebody say amen. You can invite him into your life by way of prayer. You can ask the Lord to come into your heart, to save you, to forgive you of your sins, to be your Savior, and to be your Lord. And you can follow up that prayer with a prayer of thanksgiving. That's thanking him for coming into your life, thanking him for saving you, thanking him for forgiving you of your sins, thanking him for being your Savior, thanking him for being your Lord. Amen. Confession or invitation through prayer. The Lord hears them both. Somebody say amen. Perhaps you're listening and you desire to, or viewing us, you desire to give to this ministry. You're not a part of this ministry. You desire to give. There's at least five avenues that you can use to give. Amen. We're going to add a sixth one today. Somebody say amen. You can give by way of Giblify. Our Giblify address is Friendship CCM. Amen. You can give by way of Cash App. Our Cash App address is $FriendshipCCM. You can go to our website at www.friendshipccm.org, and you can give by way of PayPal, and you will find listed all the other avenues of giving that we use for this ministry. And you can click on either one of those, and it'll take you to the place where you can give. Amen. You can give by way of bank bill pay. That is the same way you pay your bills online. You can also give to this ministry. Amen. Number five, you can give by the United States Postal Service. Our address is 1238. That's 1238 Centerport Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215. And the sixth way of giving is you can give in person. By being here, you can sow your seed into the receptacle, and we will do the rest. Somebody say amen. Amen. At 11:30 a.m., our children's church ministry begins. We're doing it by way of Zoom. Amen. Somebody say, no. By way of Zoom, it's at 11:30. It's 10:30. Kathy, what time is it? It's 10:30 by way of Zoom now. I thought we were going to change in July. Okay. The information that I'm getting now, we start at 10:30, which means I don't need to give this announcement. Amen. If I had known we were starting at 10:30, I would have gave the announcement early on in the service so that all of our children can be ministered to by way of Zoom. Somebody say amen. Our children will begin in-house worship with us for the most part in July. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. We invite you to join us each Wednesday night for Bible study. Bible study begins at 6:45 p.m. I bet you I got that right. Amen. Somebody say amen. We have Bible study by way of Zoom. Somebody say Zoom. The Zoom ID number is 825-199-7060. Again, 825-199-7060. And the password is friendship. I'm sorry. The password is FCCM, all lowercase letters, 1238. Again, that's FCCM, 1238, FCCM, all lowercase letters. We also do Bible study by way of Facebook Live. And lastly, we do Bible study by way of teleconferencing. Somebody say amen. Teleconferencing number is 1-800-697-4304. That's 1-800-697-4304. And the access code is 205-261-4921. Again, that's 205-261-4921. Amen. Amen. Well, that's all I have for today. We pray God's blessing upon you. We pray that He keeps you. We pray that He calls you to prosper or be successful in everything that you do. I love you. See you soon. In Jesus' name. Amen.